For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Real quick, before we give you the Bozo touchdown parlay, Keith, this is a good idea. 37937. Guys, how about a Bozo home run parlay for the World Series?
Oh, I mean, you're...
A five-leg home run parlay for game one?
Picking one home run is hard enough, let alone five home runs for
what about,
the World Series. That's outrageous.
What about some? What about like...
A hit parade. We call it a hit parade. We each pick a guy to get a knock.
A hit parade.
Yeah, a hit parade. You like that?
I mean, five home runs in a World Series.
Look, yeah, five... That's a little strong.
I feel like we're onto something. Hit parade.
Hit parade. You gotta, but some of the odds are kind of crazy.
Total bases.
So you might have to go total bases. Total base parade.
Total base parade. It doesn't roll off the tongue as well, but okay. Maybe you're onto something,
Ohtani,
sir.
Ohtani, Betts, Judge, Soto.
Good yeah. we get some bumping base party.
It's yeah, it's a base party.
Base party.
I do like 37937. You think that was Wiggy and or Courtney texting it?
They're like, we need just, it.
They're just chasing
who's
the juice.
Who's going to get hits tonight, guys? Yeah. Who do you like tonight? Who do you like?
Maybe a home run parlay? What do you think? Who do you like?
It's going to be a long weekend for those two.
Hooks are into them. The hooks are into them. But okay, hopefully they're listening along. Good way to win money is the Bozo touchdown parlay. We made you two PS5s earlier this year on one simple touchdown parlay. Keith, who are you going with this week?
I am going to go with James Conner. So I've been with running backs against the Dolphins this year have had a lot of success. Even the Patriots got in the end zone against them. In fact, they've given up a running back touchdown every single game this year.
I like that.
Nine total touchdowns in six games scored just by the running backs. And I thought James Conner would be much lower odds. I thought he was going to be like minus 150. He's actually only minus 110. So I'll take a James Conner anytime touchdown for Arizona against Miami.
I'm going to stay in that game, Keith. I want Tyreek Hill. He
is
playing this weekend. I think he showed up on the injury report yesterday with a foot injury, but I think he's going to play this weekend. Tua should be back in that game, so this is contingent on that.
Yep.
But I expect him to play. He's been practicing in full. The Cardinals' defense is horrendous. Whew. He's plus money, plus 110, because he's been so bad this year outside of the one game he played with
he
Tua.
He was talking it up the other day, too. Also, he was telling fantasy owners to play him and everything.
Now,
we're back, baby. Start me this week, baby. Let's
start
go.
Me in fantasy. That doesn't mean he's scoring a touchdown necessarily,
it
but
doesn't mean he's not.
I'm going to follow the man's lead. The one game he had with Tua, 130 and a touchdown week one against Jacksonville. That's a bad defense. Cardinals are a bad defense. Tyreek Hill plus 110. Who are you going with, Billy?
Patriots game. A lot of question marks with the wide receiver, so I'm going with the tight end and friend of the show, Hunter Henry.
I love it. Patriots Monday guest.
What if
Hunter Henry?
What if we hit four legs
and not Hunter Henry?
And Hunter Henry lets us down and he joins the show on Monday. Do we just scream at him?
We scream at him incessantly.
And ask him what he ate.
Just yeah. Tell him he owes us. I'll tell you how much in a second.
How dare you?
I mean, he wouldn't even know it was gone.
We have children. Yeah. How dare you, Hunter?
They won't eat this week because of you.
All right, so we'll yell at him. That's good. Nick, who are you going with?
I'm also going with a team with wide receiver questions, and that would be the Chiefs. DeAndre Hopkins just got traded there. Amari Cooper scored in his first game with the Bills, so give me DeAndre Hopkins' first game with the Chiefs.
I kind of love it. So Andy Reid was asked yesterday if DeAndre Hopkins is going to play this week, and his response was, why wait? So I love that.
His response also, should be, we have nobody else. That should be his response.
Traded for the guy. But another one of these guys like Adams who was hurt, and then all of a sudden he's like miraculously fine and he goes to the new team.
That's what Will Levis and Mason Rudolph throwing in the ball.
Yeah. But Patrick Mahomes hasn't thrown a touchdown in 2 weeks, right?
Do.
Like, there's no way it's going to be 3 weeks.
Do factor.
Yeah. So I know it is. A little do factor here.
Big time do factor.
I'll take Hopkins there. I like
okay.
That one.
Hopkins plus 195. Turp is going with Breece Hall.
Yeah.
Minus 155.
I mean, against the Pats, that's a good one.
I mean, look.
Tank Bigsby scored twice.
Every parlay needs an anchor. You got to anchor down with something that's going to hit. That's going to hit.
Anchor Terp, they call it.
Yeah, Anchor Terp.
Terp the anchor.
Dragging down the total a little bit. But I got to be honest, I have no problem. We can mix in some minus money. They don't have to be all plus money.
This is still very profitable.
Yeah, so what are we making? What are we making the people of Boston?
So one ham, and it's funny that people are tweeting about it now. They didn't realize that a ham, they just heard us talking about it, had no idea what we're referring to.
No, somebody on the text line said they thought it was the actual price of a spiral ham.
It might be.
Which you can plunk down if you'd like.
Maybe. No, that's probably even more.
Yeah.
More than 10.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be good at supermarket sweep.
It's more like the ham you'd get at like the deli. Yeah. More like sliced, maybe like a pound
like
and a half.
A pound of sliced ham.
Yeah, it's like a pound and a half of sliced ham. Yeah.
This would win you $776.58, better known as a PS5 and a half.
1.5 PS5s.
1.5 PS5s.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Just like a Sunday, like relaxing on a Sunday, and you just put down one ham and you win $776.
Here's what I love
about
it. Pretty
great.
We're not going to be done by the London game.
No,
like we have been the last couple of weeks because there's no London game. So we're at least making it to 1 o'clock this week.
That is a good point.
That I like. Let me give you a recommendation too. Sometimes you have a bonus bet sitting out there, depending on the apps. Sometimes you got one of those just laying around.
How do you like that?
Maybe that's a good place to utilize your Bozo Touchdown Parlay. You don't want to spend that hard-earned ham, but you got a bonus bet just lying there.
Uh-huh.
Bozo Touchdown Parlay.
And sometimes you can find like odds boosts.
That's true too.
So you could even go in some of these places, like half a ham, and you end up still getting the full ham payout.
Yeah, or $776.58 is not enough for you. You want two PS5s?
Yeah, sure you do.
Juice that up with a boost.
I like it.
Maybe we're talking a grand.
Like, this isn't
we're enough. Not talking a milli like Wiggy.
Wiggy and Courtney, the parlay princess. This is a little different.
Okay.
But that's all right. We've already hit once.
Follow along. We've hit once. You're never going to hear the end of it. We hit one time, and you're never going to hear the end of it. Bozo Touchdown Parlay every Friday on Jones and Keefe.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.